changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Neil LaBute's The Shape of Things is one of those plays you immediately want to talk about. From its opening moments, when a passionate art student contemplates defacing a fig-leafed sculpture in protest of censorship, there is plenty to discuss and analyze, debate, and be challenged by. LaBute's writing is tough, aggressive, and packed with deliciously quotable lines, and the story, with characters that are all rich, human, and strongly defined, is immediately engaging and memorable. Paradoxically, The Shape of Things is also the kind of play people might find themselves not wanting to talk about, out of fear they might spoil any of the juicy, wicked, head-spinning surprises packed into the script. That's pretty much me. I want to tell you exactly why I love this play, now running at Main Stage West in Sebastopol, but I know I must be very cautious in describing it because the experience of watching The Shape of Things for the first time without knowing anything about it is certainly enhanced by that wonderful sense of shocking discovery that many playwrights aim for but so seldom achieve. So, stepping cautiously, let me say that The Shape of Things takes place at Mercy College, a small liberal arts college possibly based on Brigham Young University, which playwright LaBute attended before his plays got him tossed out of his church. At Mercy, a smart but insecure, slightly overweight, extremely dorky literature major named Adam is stunned when he attracts the attention of a beautiful, self-assured, and slightly intense art major named Evelyn. The initials of her full name spell out the word EAT, E-A-T, which is hardly accidental, as Evelyn proves to be voracious in her appetite and darn near cannibalistic in her drive to change the world through her increasingly outrageous artistic statements. Adam's two closest friends, Philip and Jenny, are initially impressed at the effect Evelyn is having on Adam, who allows his sexy but image-conscious new girlfriend to methodically transform his outward appearance – new hair, new clothes, new contacts. But eventually, Adam's friends grow alarmed as his willingness to change for love leads to more and more extreme decisions. As Adam, Keith Baker is pretty much brilliant, and Jennifer Cote, as Evelyn, gives a scathingly effective performance, though it might have benefited from a bit more variation and softness, a bit of seduction and sweetness to balance the icy intensity, especially early on when Adam is falling for her. As Philip and Jenny, John Browning and Dana Scott are also very good, doing wonderful things with LaBute's sardonic language. Director David Lear never lets the story tilt too far toward the comedic side or the dark side, keeping both in perfect balance in this very dark but very funny dark comedy. Sure to provoke debate with its vicious insights and uncompromising pessimism, The Shape of Things is smart, brilliant, nasty, and savagely entertaining. The Shape of Things runs Thursday through Sunday through May 19th at Main Stage West in Sebastopol. MainStageWest.com. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.
That time.